Welcome back to AM 1460 WXBR. Matt Lopes joined with Brockton Rock's infielder, pitcher, a little bit of everything, Vito Perna, one of the two-way players, one of the top two-way players in the Futures Collegiate Baseball League. Vito, first and foremost, got to ask you, you've been pretty much in this lineup every day as a pitcher, as a third baseman, as a second baseman. Talk to me a little bit about what it's like to be a two-way player and going both ways and pretty much being the Iron Man of this team.
That's where I want to be. I want to be the guy that they look to make the big play or make the big pitch. It wears on me a little bit, but every baseball player has his problems, so I just worked my way through it and just get better every day at it.
Now, I know you had that experience in college, and that's one of the reasons head coach Judd Thigpen kind of supports the decision to have you out there, even as a starter in the lineup, too, because you're so used to doing that at Jones County Junior College.
Definitely. I mean, every single day, even when I'm pitching, I'm batting third or whatever. I'm always in the lineup every day in college also. So
on the one hand, when we went nationally, the Rocks went to National League lineup the other day, a lot of the guys in the clubhouse, it was something different for them, but that's something that you're pretty much accustomed to, huh?
Yeah, I mean, that's an everyday thing for me. Like, they all thought it was different because not many people do that, but I was used to it. I love it. I want to hit for myself and all that stuff, too, so.
Exactly. It's going to be a good feeling as a pitcher. You know, you can help yourself out, help your team out and everything. But now, as an infielder, you've shown some nice leather at third base and at second base. And I always joke, there's not too many 6'5 second basemen out there. But what would you kind of pinpoint as your position of strength, at least as a position on the infield and across the diamond?
I think if anywhere, it'd be on the corner. I mean, just because I'm a bigger guy, I'm usually going to have a smaller guy at second base, which I've been doing pretty good at second, but I'm not the ideal second baseman. Like you said, I'm 6'5", 220. I mean, you don't look at second baseman and think that. So, I don't know. I think third or first base would be the best part for me.
Now, on the mound, you've been utilized in a couple of different ways. You're actually the opening day starter. Got several starts through the season. And then lately, you've been utilized more as a reliever. And I know as out of the pen, you've come in actually and retired 11 straight batters. Where are you more comfortable?
It's just either way. I love the pressure on the mound with watching all these people coming in the stands to watch. I mean, as a pitcher, you're on the mound for a reason. You're the top guy because you have to be that guy. And I don't know. I love it either way. I mean, coming out of the pen at the end of the game, 3-2 to win the game is a lot of fun. You get to throw as hard as you can. As a starter, you have to kind of pace yourself. But I don't know. Either way, I like it.
And going forward, too, with only a week left in the regular season, I mean, do you know if you're penciled to start again? Or, I mean, are you going to be in the bullpen the rest of the way?
I think just to keep me in the lineup more, I'm going to come from second or third base to close more often now. I might get one more start, but I think just to keep me in the lineup, I'm going to keep me either DH or in the field somehow.
Sounds like a good plan going forward. Now, Vito, you were one of six All-Stars to represent the Brockton Rocks at the first ever FCBL All-Star game. Talk a little bit about that experience up in Nashua.
It was a lot of fun. I got to play with guys I've been playing against this whole time. And, I mean, every team, I don't know, you have a lot of competitors on each team. But when you all get together, everybody's good in this whole league. I mean, it's a lot of fun playing with high-caliber players like that.
Now, head coach Chet Thigpen actually joked. He said it figures that we didn't have another third baseman on the roster. You end up playing. Now, you had started the day before, I believe, or the day after. You're starting the day after, played nine innings the day before, and then you're the only player or one of the only players on the new five to play all nine innings. That's kind of something else right there.
Yeah, it was tough. I mean, I played the whole nine innings the day before with the Rocks, and then the next day I played third base the whole time. I had to go through the scout day, and then I had to pitch against Martha's Vineyard the next day. I went six innings again, so I mean, it was a little bit rough, but I don't know, I like doing it.
Now, talking about this league, I know you played a lot of baseball in your day and some summer league action too. Where do you think the FCBL stands in terms of other summer leagues and just the competition, the talent across the league, and also some of the parks you've played in?
Some of the parks I've played in are just some of the most beautiful parks. The park we play in every single day at home is one of the most beautiful parks I've played in. Great fans and everything. Like, all the teams we play against are very good. I mean, the competition up here is just as good, if not better, than a lot of places I've played in summer league.
Making the transition up to New England from your native Mississippi, coming up with head coach Judd Thigpen, he brought you in personally, and I know you guys have a long-standing relationship. How has that helped your transition coming up here, and how has it been working with him?
It works good. I mean, he knows how I am because we're both from the same area, so we have a lot of things in common, and so it helps out definitely.
Was this your first time up to New England, up to Massachusetts?
Yes, my first time up to Massachusetts. I've been to New York. I got some family in New York, so I go up there. I've been up there a few times, but never in Massachusetts.
A little bit different than Mississippi, huh?
Yeah, a hot day up here is a good day back home for me, so I'm used to it.
Now, lately, you've been really red hot in the middle of the lineup, and I want to talk to you a little bit about kind of that heart of the order. We have the three All-Stars back-to-back with Sean Ryan, yourself, and then Greg Baggett. How has it helped you, now that you've kind of embraced that cleanup role, to have that protection in the middle of the order?
It's great because, I mean, if Sean Ryan gets on, I'm most of the time going to get a fastball because they don't want him to steal because he's so fast. And then they don't want to walk me because I have Greg Baggett behind me with a lot of power that can drive me in if I get on. So it definitely helps out. I get good pitches. So it's a lot of fun.
Now, Vito, after 2 years at Jones County Junior College, you can be heading to southeastern Louisiana in the fall. Is that correct?
That's it.
Now, that's the Lions Division I school, the Southland Conference. You must be excited to get started with the Lions.
Oh, yeah. It'll be a lot of fun. I got a couple buddies that I'm going to be living with down there that I played with in junior college, and it's a great program out there, and I'm ready to see everybody and play.
All right, Vito, one final question for you. You got about a week left in this regular season. It's really crunch time, too, especially with the three doubleheaders coming up in a row here. Of course, the one already in progress tonight, and then Friday and Saturday. What do the Rocks need to do? I mean, simply put, to lock in a playoff spot?
We need to be a little more consistent. As we have, either it's hit or miss with our pitching or hitting or fielding. If we put all that together, we have the team to beat anybody. So I think if we put it together these last couple games, we won't have a problem making the playoffs.
All right, that was Brockton Rocks infielder and pitcher Vito Perna. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back here on AM 1460 WXBR.